Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. As I've been doing the last several shows, I will now give you an update on where we are with the Affordable Care Act. We now have over 1,000 citizens in New Hampshire that have been able to successfully navigate the public website, healthcare.gov, and have purchased an individual dental product through healthcare.gov, through Delta Dental, ultimately. However, we also have thousands of citizens who have been able to more easily purchase the dental program through our private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. Very easy to remember, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. We designed that website based on a lot of market research, and the feedback that I'm getting is it's very facile for a consumer to go in and literally in seconds or certainly minutes is able to choose a dental plan that works for her or him. So, for example, if you're an older adult and don't need orthodontics, you don't need braces, there's a plan design that will suit you. If you're a younger adult with young children, there's a plan design that will suit you as well. So there's actually five plans now on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. Four are relatively inexpensive in that sort of $35 per month range. And since on the public exchange, the dental premium dollars are relatively low, you're not going to get a subsidy anyway from the federal government. So if you're having trouble getting on healthcare.gov, then I would just suggest that you move along and go to DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. That was part of our strategy. Putting aside people's political beliefs on the Affordable Care Act, we took the position that the Affordable Care Act was here to stay, and rather have a woe is me attitude, what we did is we said, okay, what will be the result ultimately of the Affordable Care Act? And one of our visions was that more and more of our dental benefits would be distributed in effect in a retail mode. And so thus we developed the private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, which now is juxtaposed and much easier to use in the public exchange. So sometimes I'm asked, well, why do we do things like Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, or why do you see trailer trucks with DeltaDentalCoversMe.com on the side? And the answer is we're trying to make sure people understand, and this is relevant to today's guest, by the way, that the mouth is part of the body, and as an individual, you can purchase individual dental insurance. I write about this in my book, which is called There Are No Do-Overs, which was a co-author was Dave Cowens. You can purchase that on Amazon.com, or you can go on to the website called BigRedFactor.com. Dave Cowens was a famous basketball player. A lot of his ethical principles, a lot of his humanistic principles were very similar to the business principles that we have at Northeast Delta Dental. So we collaborated together on this book called There Are No Do-Overs. The relevance is that there are certain big policy decisions that you make in a corporation where you don't have a second opportunity, thus the word There Are No Do-Overs. So one of those was making the strategic and technology investment in making sure that we were on the public exchange and that we created the private exchange. And so I write about that in the book. And if you're interested in that book, you can pick it up at Gibson's, or you can go on to Amazon or thebigredfactor.com. Last week's show, we had Dr. Shannon Mills, who knows my guest, and I'm doing a radio tease because I haven't said who our guest is, but last week's show was on the 10 resolutions in 2014 for good and improved oral health. Some of them are obvious, such as brush and floss, see your dentist, don't smoke, but there are others that are less obvious. So we got a lot of good feedback on that show with Shannon. So what we've done is we have put those 10 resolutions on the Northeast Delta Dental website, which is another simple website, nedelta.com. And so if you want to take a look back at those 10 resolutions for good oral health, I suggest you go on to nedelta.com. The week before that, we had healthy eating. And we had a great show with Brian and Karen from Johnson Gold's Golden Harvest. So we've kind of take a healthy approach to the new year. So with me on this January 18th and 19th, leading up to Martin Luther King Day, is Helen Taft, who's the executive director of Families First. And Helen, good morning, and thank you for coming in on this glorious Saturday. We've had a great week of weather this week, so thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Tom, for having me.
So let's start. You have been the executive director since 1989, so I came up in New Hampshire in 1995, so I think I've been here a long time doing oral health, but you've been here 24 years and longer. So how did you get into becoming the executive director, and what's the key to your longevity in that position?
Well, I became executive director, as we said, in 1989. And at that point, it was a nonprofit called the Portsmouth Prenatal Clinic in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And it was really focused on delivering a healthy baby to a healthy mother. So it was a very, very targeted program. And as we continued along, we became more concerned about the health of the baby and making sure that the baby had good health care as well as family support and good parenting. So we added those programs. And then we got very interested in oral health, and we had the opportunity to start an in-school oral health screening, cleaning, oral health education program with Miss Cindy. The program is called Seacoast Healthy Grins, and it's been a wonderful program since 1997-98 in the Portsmouth and Newington schools, and we just added the Seabrook schools, where there is a lot of good services that were needed there. So at the same time, we started to look at oral health care as part of our health center, which had now grown into a community health center, which means that it provides full service medical care, nutritional counseling, substance abuse counseling, social work, behavioral health. But in 2002, we decided to go ahead and actually add a dental center right in the middle of the health center. And that was really under the guidance of, I know someone you know, Dr. Skip Hometz, who has been our wonderful volunteer dental director all these years. And so we really focused on integrating oral health into primary care. And this has been a wonderful integration and program, as you can imagine. So all of our pregnant women who come in, see the dentist, get a hygiene visit and any care that they may need. All of our children before age one are referred to a baby dental clinic, which is very cute and really very needed, because often the parents themselves have not had the opportunity to really understand, you know, the value of oral health and how it should be part of your general overall health. We also have a diabetes educator who works very closely with our diabetics, who then also we make sure that those get an oral health exam. So you can see, you know, we really have put the mouth back in the body, and physically, because they're right there. The dentists and the nurse practitioners and the physicians are in the same hallway, basically. So if one sees a medical issue and they're dental or vice versa, they can immediately interact and you know, get the issue taken care of right away. Then a very exciting program that developed at around the same time is a health care for the homeless program, which we have been doing for medical care since 2002 and for dental care since about 2007. And this is a mobile dental program, medical and dental program. So we have two vans that go out into the hinterlands of the seacoast to about eight different areas where the homeless congregate. So that includes parking lots near the beach, the train station up in Dover, Salvation Armies, churches, the local shelter, which is has dedicated a room inside their building now because it's become such a needed program. And the oral health also, there's a hygienist, and Dr. Holmes goes there every Thursdays and does assessments. He has x-ray equipment, other sort of field equipment right there that he can do a lot of the care, or he can refer them back into our dental center.
So you brought a lot of smiles to my face, because when I'm out speaking, I always end my talks with that the mouth is part of the body, and that you can't have good overall health without good dental health. And surprisingly, people don't realize that. As much as we think people understand the importance of oral health, people don't understand. You mentioned two things, pregnancy and good dental care, and diabetes and good dental care, and this is all based on science. But if you are diabetic, for example, you actually, and we have some of our programs do this, you should actually, in some situations, get more than two cleanings a year, as an example. And we know from science that pregnant women who have bad teeth or bad oral health, they definitely will have babies that are lower birth weight, you know, versus the average. So when did you start making that connection that the mouth is part of the body? Was it through Skip's? And yes, I do know Skip, one of the most passionate people about the importance of oral health. So when did you segue into not only doing sort of what you had been doing with prenatal care, but also the relationship with oral health?
Well, it really started as a community-wide concern because there was an issue about children accessing dental care and Medicaid coverage, you know, those sorts of issues. And so there was a group in the community, which included quite a few of the local dentists. Barry McArdle was very active in that, Neil Hiltonen, and of course Skip Homitz. And those of us who were part of this coalition were already serving the most vulnerable populations in the Seacoast. So we were, of course, very concerned about access to oral health care. So we started meeting, and we had a lot of different ideas about what would be the best way to integrate it. And it became obvious that we at the health center, we're located in a building called the Community Campus in Portsmouth. And at that point, we had a good amount of extra space. That's not true anymore. But at that time, we did. And so we were able to think about putting in three operatories and a little lab. And right as I said, right next to the exam rooms. And I think that there was a lot of community support for the program, and in terms of funding, the Endowment for Health, which is, as you know, a statewide foundation in this state. One of its major themes at that time was access to oral health care, which we truly benefited from because they helped us start up.
So after commercial break, we will talk about how you've sustained this through that broad array of grant tours, including the Endowment for Health. Why don't you give us your contact information, your website and contact information so people can connect with you to get involved and to perhaps donate?
Sure. So the website is familiesfirstseacoast.org. And I also want to direct you to another website, because we have right now currently running a fundraising campaign to replace one of our vans. So that website is newbigblue.org, because the van is a big blue van. And that is actually a page on our website. And there you can learn a lot more about the Healthcare for the Homeless program, which we can talk about, I guess, after the break.
Super. Helen Taft, Executive Director, Families First Health and Support Center, will return after commercial break with Tom Raffio.
How was work, honey?
Oh, our Delta Dental rep visit got me thinking about my oral health, you know? Reminded me about visiting my dentist and gave me this toothbrush.
I'm glad you're excited.
Uh-huh.
But do you suppose you could not brush your teeth at the dinner table?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thank you, honey.
As the region's most experienced dental benefits company, Northeast Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, providing timely responses to customer questions and ensuring claims are processed quickly and accurately so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Well, it's hard to believe it's the 18th and 19th of January, and we have a lot to talk about after the commercial break. And so with me is Helen Taft, who's the executive director since 1989 of Families First Health and Support Center. And the mission of Families First Health and Support Center is to contribute to the health and well-being of the Seacoast community by providing a broad range of health and family services to all, regardless of ability to pay. So with that as a launching point, since we say, and I'm emphasizing, regardless of the ability to pay, Helen, tell me how your organization sustains its funding, because I know my listening audience, they always want to know about, is it funded by taxpayer dollars and so forth. And even listening to you in the first half of the program, you've done some real remarkable stuff. Of course, one of my favorite expressions is, no money, no mission. So tell us how your organization has been able to sustain itself fiscally.
Sure. Well, we work very hard at having what I would call a good, diverse stream of revenue sources. So it does include some state contracts and one federal contract, which is mostly allocated for the homeless program. And it also we work very hard at getting grants, and we're very grateful to Delta Dental for its support over the last 12 years to our dental program, our in-school program through dental supplies and our dental center, and in the last couple of years to our homeless oral health program. And that's been wonderful because every piece of the revenue pie is key to our ability to maintain our stability and to meet the truly demands of the uninsured in the Seacoast and really make sure that we can provide them with affordable, accessible care. And by affordable, I mean that people can qualify for a sliding fee scale down to as low as $15 a visit, and the oral health services can go down as low as 75% of the charge. And we work very hard to make sure that people can meet these fees, but we also obviously need to subsidize quite a bit of the care. And we've been very fortunate in the Seacoast to have a wonderful philanthropic community that supports our agency over $1 million every year through their donations, and that includes two hospitals, but it also includes many, many individuals who give us either $1,000 or more every year, as well as any size gift. And so that is key to our ability. Last year, we actually subsidized $1.4 million worth of care in the Seacoast for oral health and medical and some of our other services. And, you know, we really focus on the most vulnerable populations, such that over 63% of our patients live at 63% below poverty, 63%.
Now, and sure, and folks listening to this, I'm sure, would be surprised to hear that in your catchment area, in the Portsmouth area, that 63% of your clients live below the federal guideline. And so you certainly have done an impressive job of focusing on folks in most need. And as a person who's involved in many not-for-profits, I'm glad to hear that you do have a broad array of grants and private foundations and so forth in order to sustain the organization. Tell us a little bit, before we run out of time, a little bit more about the Big Blue Van campaign and what you're trying to accomplish, and you want to give out that website again.
Absolutely, because this is a very exciting campaign. As I mentioned earlier, this van is so important to our ability to bring services to where the homeless congregate. We have seen over the years that over 700 or 800 homeless in the Seacoast really are out there. They're in the woods. They're in the beach rentals. They're in tenements. They're in public housing. And we are really about making sure that they can get this accessible care. So to have a van that's dying is a problem. And so we've been, this was a van that actually Exeter Hospital donated to us many years ago. And it's sort of time to replace the van. So we've been actively campaigning to replace the van. The website again is newbigblue.org, and we have more or less done a sort of a social media campaign, which has raised over $19,000. We've actually raised about $235,000 of our $270,000 goal. So you can imagine that's also very exciting. But we're down to the wire. You know, we're really trying to bring it all in now. We had a meeting this morning and looking at the dental equipment and the medical equipment that we'll use on this van. And of course, we keep trying to upgrade, and that means more money. But it's definitely it's a very exciting project. It's a unique program to have these two vans that actually go out. And we just added the public housing apartments in Portsmouth, which is where many of the elderly live and the disabled. And so we're actually moving into that population too, because there again, these are people who, for whatever reason, have a hard time accessing traditional medical and dental systems, and that's why we're there.
So hopefully, with this show, we can put the finishing touches on the Big Blue Van campaign.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And again, the website?
newbigblue.org.
Perfect. All right. Now, you're also the chair of something called the New Hampshire Oral Health Coalition Steering Committee. And way back, I was involved with the Endowment for Health, and I know one of the first themes, the first major theme of the Endowment for Health, and for the listening audience to bring you back historically, that was a fund that was created when Anthem purchased Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Hampshire, so they had to leave an endowment trust, if you will, and one of the first themes was dental. So as a result of the Endowment for Health focusing on dental, they created ultimately the New Hampshire Health Coalition, which now you've been chair for many years and recently reelected. So tell us what the common theme of the New Hampshire Oral Health Coalition is.
Sure. The New Hampshire Oral Health Coalition came about as a result of the development of the Oral Health Plan for New Hampshire. And really that coalition was tasked with helping to implement the goals of that plan. So that's what the coalition really focuses on, which is a lot of advocacy work in order to increase access to oral health care. So we do get funding from the endowment for health, and also for the Healthy New Hampshire Foundation, and we have Shannon Mills, your person on the coalition,
and radio star. He was just here last weekend.
See, we're a dynamic duo, Shannon and I. So I think you know, right now we're really focusing on working on a DentaQuest Foundation grant, which the coalition got, which was very, very nice, in order to develop a plan to deploy more public health hygienists out into the state to where vulnerable populations are. So that may be more going to the school programs, which I know you're very interested in. It also means going into senior centers. It means doing more work with the homeless. So it's really taking advantage of the fact that we have public health hygienists who do wonderful oral health education as well as great preventative care, and to be able to get them to where they're, again, the same model of getting them to where the people are.
Perfect. Well, you're bringing a real big smile to my face. I mean, if you talk about what we've been talking about, dental and primary care integration, we've been trying to push that, Dr. Mills and I, focusing on schools and the seniors. This is terrific. So tell us why you think your school program, getting back to the youth now, why you think your school program has been as successful as it's been.
Well, I'll be honest with you. One of the number one reasons is we have a wonderful public health hygienist, Miss Cindy, I mentioned earlier, who has been doing that program since the late 1990s. And literally, children see her in the supermarket and run up to her and say, look at my teeth and look how I'm doing and I'm eating this, I'm eating that. I mean, she has made a difference. And our program has had wonderful results in terms of the number of sealants that have been placed and the decrease in children's decay in the Portsmouth schools, to the extent that, you know, the issue is not nearly as major in the Portsmouth area. And therefore, we have now allocated some of Miss Cindy's time to the Seabrook School, which did not have a program and which really had some need that could be addressed. So she's been going down there as well.
That's awesome. I'm smiling from ear to ear. So again, your mission is to contribute to the health and well-being of the Seacoast community by providing a broad range of health and family services to all, regardless of ability to pay. We've talked about how the organization is sustained through a broad array of grants and private foundations, including the Delta Dental Foundation, mm-hmm. and the unique aspects, the service model based on mobile and integrated medical records, use of volunteer dentists, and your focus on the homeless and seniors, as well as prevention base for babies, and also the understanding that you need to get your toddler to the dentist by year one. I'm glad you did a big shout out to Dr. Skip Holmitz, obviously very passionate about oral health. Give us your contact information again, including the Big Blue Van campaign, and we'll call it a wrap.
Great. Well, familiesfirstseacoast.org is a very robust website about all our programs, and we have a page on it that you can go to called newbigblue.org, which gives you all the information about our homeless program and the need to replace the van.
Super. The Big Blue campaign, not to be confused with the Big Red Factors of my book. Helen Taft, Executive Director of Families First Health and Support Center. You put a big smile on my face. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental will return next week.